What I give out, my world gives back. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What my world gives back is what I give out. What I give out, my world gives back. And this is a universal law, the law of cause and effect. This is the action of thoughts are things. Now, we sometimes don't pay attention to the idea that thoughts are things. We don't pay attention to the idea that every thought we think turns out into something in our life. And if the thoughts that we think are beautiful and glorious and uplifting and wise and well-thought-out thoughts, then the experiences we have in our life are well-thought-out experiences. But the experiences we have in our life, we sometimes say, why? Why do I have these different experiences? Why do I have the experiences of a cold? Why do I have the experiences of poverty? Why do I have the experiences of bad relationships? Why do I have the experiences of these things in my life? We ask ourselves this time and again. And, of course, there's only one answer. That's what we think about. Whatever we think about, that's what we experience, and that's what comes back to us. Do we have the ability to change our thought? Do we have the ability to change what we are thinking about? Can we stop right in the middle of thinking something and say, hey, that's not what I want to think about. That's not what I want to experience. Can we stop right in the middle of what we're thinking about and change our thought? We do it all the time. Now, we want to do it constructively, purposefully, definitely, and now. We want to change our thought ever so powerfully and ever so joyfully. Now, the best thing, really, the most wonderful thing is to have good thoughts in the first place where we don't have to change them. Now, how can we have good thoughts in the first place so we don't have to change them? How can we have good thoughts in the first place so that our world is filled with every beautiful and glorious thing? Well, we have good thoughts in the first place by thinking good thoughts in the first place. Now, you don't think it's really important if you're reading a mystery story. Oh, it's so exciting. And in the mystery story, someone is killed, and they write graphically about the killing. In the mystery story, they write about robbing. They write about things that are out of control. And you think to yourself, my goodness sakes, what a terrible way to have life to be out of control. What a terrible way to have my world to be out of control. And we read the mystery story, and we read it to find out who done it. And as we read, we are part of that mystery. We are part of that story. We are part of that activity. And then we like to read murder mysteries. We like to read adventure stories. We like to read stories about Star Trek traveling into outer space. And are we having difficulties in our stories about Star Trek of traveling into outer space? Or are we just traveling into outer space on a definite planned program? We chose to go. We chose to have our spaceship in such a way that it functions properly. We chose all these things. Now, did you? Do we? Or are we having adventure with something going awry, with one of the engines not operating properly, with the fuel loss, with all sorts of things that could happen? Oh my, we like these adventure stories. How wonderful they are. And we like to read romance. Will the boy get the girl? Will the girl get the boy? Will their marriage last? Will it be happily ever after, a fairy tale type of a relationship? What is it going to be? Well, that's what we ask ourselves. Life is not such a mystery. Life is not such an unexpected, unprepared for, unrevealed, mysterious activity. Life is not that way. Life is a definite thing. The billions and billions of people on the face of the earth who get married and have families and live happily throughout their lifetime, we don't call them unusual. We call unusual those experiences where people are not getting along well together, where people are not having a happy marriage, where people are not having a happy community in which they live, not having a happy world in which they live. Not, it's the not time that we call unusual. Now, why? Because the usual is that everything is in divine order. The usual is that everything works out wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, fantastically. The usual is that there are very few criminals in the world. There are very few hospitals in the world. There are very few schools in the world, too. How about that? There are very few grocery stores in the world. There are very few other things in the world, however many we want to mention. Why? Because life gets along in perfect harmony. Life gets along in perfect wonder. Oh, with less grocery stores? Yes, that's true. Everyone in the world doesn't have a grocery store which they go to buy their foods. They buy them from street vendors. They buy them from all sorts of ways. When we say, what I give out, my world gives back, when we say that thoughts are things, now what sort of thoughts am I dwelling upon? Am I dwelling upon the 99% of the world that is in peace and harmony? Or am I dwelling upon the 1% that are having a conflict? Or less than 1%, that's for sure. What am I having in my world that I give out? What is it that I get back from my world? What does my world give back to me? My world gives back to me what I think about. And if I have a library shelf full, a bookcase full of mystery stories, that's my theme. If I have my bookcase full of poetry and beautiful love stories, then that's my theme. If my life is filled with being a wonderful, beautiful, good person, if my life is filled with being the type of person that I feel that I am, then what I give out, that's what my world gives back. My world gives back to me peace and love and joy and harmony all of the time. Now, I don't worry about what my world gives back to me. I don't worry about anything. I don't worry about what I give out either. I just know that what I give out is what I get back, thoughts or things. So, I give out harmony, love, peace, joy, and it's the harmony and the love and the peace and the joy that I give out that I get back. Not what I want to get back, what I'd like to get back, what I will get back, but what I do get back because it's what I give out. What I give out, my world gives back. Thoughts are things. And these thoughts that come back to me, these thoughts that are expressed in my world, in my life, in my affairs, these thoughts that I am are glorious, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, magnificent thoughts. They're thoughts that say to me, all is in divine order. They're thoughts that say to me, life is fantastic. They're thoughts that say to me that this is a glorious world. It is a world filled with positive action, positive relationships, positive everything. It's a world filled with all. Yes, it is. It is a world filled with all that is good. Now, is that world filled with all that is good by my choice? Or is it an accident? Is it by my decision that it's my world and it's filled with all that's good because it's fantastic and glorious? Yes, that's just what it is. That's just what it is, and that's just how it works. And that's just what my decision is. What I give out, my world gives back. And my world gives back to me. Fabulous experiences of joy, of peace, of harmony, of love, of goodness. It sometimes is a challenge to me to remember to give out only that which I expect to get back. But when I make it a habit, it becomes a glorious, easy experience for me. When we make it a habit, it becomes a glorious, easy experience for us. When we give out that which we would expect back, when we give out loving thoughts, not thoughts of misunderstanding, but thoughts of love, then that's exactly what we get back, because that's who we are, now and forevermore. Know that I love you with all my heart and soul and being, now and forevermore.